So I'm joined with Keith Hall, the editor of Talking Ball. Now, back in the day, Talking Ball was a fanzine. What's made it come back for 2015?
Well, obviously, with all of the events that have unfolded over the last 12 months, much more of a community-led club. And I feel that the time is right for it to come back. People have been asking for it to come back. And it's something that the fans can get involved with and really enjoy as we progress. It's going to be a lot of hard work behind the scenes. But if we can have one sort of vehicle in Talking Ball to put things together, maybe columns from the Supporters Trust and the club and that sort of thing, and it'll all tie in nicely together.
How can people submit their articles to Talking Ball?
It's very, very easy. editor@talkingball.org is the email address, and you have a look at the website, which is www.talkingball.org. It's already set up. We're still working, obviously, on things in the background, but it's going to be very much a different style, more of a magazine than a fanzine that people were used to because of the immediacy of the internet. It's very important that people get articles that they can sort of read thoroughly and work through nicely.
And will it be downloadable as well, or will it just be just in print?
It will be right up to date, so there'll be an online subscription version as well as the one that you can get at home and away games. So we're not quite set on the price of it as yet. We've got to work through that sort of thing, but it's looking really good.
And will it be monthly or weekly?
Monthly is probably a bit optimistic. We shall see how much contributions we get and articles we get. Already 20% of it's done, ready for the August issue. And where are we today? Beginning of April. So it does look to be extremely popular, and people are committed again now to get involved. And it's, as I say, it's looking very good. The design has been done. I'm working with Love Supreme, which people may know as a Sunderland fanzine up in the northeast, and we're working as a collaborative effort to get this back off the ground again, which is excellent.
And how excited are you for August, for the new season?
Oh, it's tremendous, really, considering that we thought we'd lost it forever. I was really worried that the ground was going to go, and I think if Edgar Street had been closed by the council, I don't see a Phoenix club rising back up through. But the fact that they've moved it from a 2.5 to 5 year lease straight away, that should augur well for the club to progress in the future.
And how's today gone? Because I know that you've been at the ground today with people with season tickets. How have you felt it's been?
Yeah, I thought it was important to be here today, and I'm very much one for presentation and making sure everything's nice and clean and tidy. So I've been round, sort of cleaning the shutters and making sure everything looks good when people walk in, because I think that was important. I managed to get some posters printed off with the new club logo on, and they're all dotted around in the various stands and everything, so it does look quite nice and presentable when people come in. Exciting day, start of having to basically dig ourselves back up and go again, but I think if the community are focused together and everybody's united and does work together, then I see no reason why we can't climb the ladder. It'll take a long time. People shouldn't expect immediate promotion, maybe. Expectations have got to be managed to a degree, but the signs are that in, I think, 6 or 7 hours, they've sold 130-odd season tickets, so that's fantastic to get that number through the door straight away.